We have on the line with us right now, and he's going to be in Port Huron today, U.S. Senator Gary Peters. He's coming to Port Huron to introduce legislation that he's written in conjunction with the Community Foundation of St. Clair County. Senator Peters, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Always great to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us. Tell us what brings you to Port Huron today.
Well, I'll be up in Port Huron meeting with folks from the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, as well as Chamber of Commerce folks. We're going to be doing a tour of some of the exciting economic development projects that are going on around the area. But I'm also going to be introducing some legislation that I've introduced called the Post-Graduation Scholarship Act. And I've worked very closely with the folks at the Community Foundation. They helped draft this legislation, which helps their Come Home program, which are scholarships that they provide to individuals that have talents that are needed in the greater Port Huron area. And it's an added incentive to get them to move back to Port Huron, bring those talents there. And what the legislation does is it treats those scholarships that are used to pay down student debt, and it treats them as tax-free, similar to if you get a scholarship when you go to school, you don't pay tax on that scholarship. This allows someone who may have debt and who may want to come back to Port Huron area to get a scholarship from the Community Foundation and not have to pay tax on it.
This certainly addresses one of Michigan's great needs, and I think that it's not just Michigan, but communities all over the country are trying to attract talent. And by talent, we mean people to fill jobs that are well-paying jobs and that will address specific needs in specific areas.
Absolutely, and that is the thing. As I travel all across the state of Michigan, the one thing that I hear constantly is the challenge to get talent, whether it's skilled trade talent or talents in some of the medical professions, nursing, for example. It's a challenge for people to get folks to come to that area because there's a lot of other openings in other places. But certainly, it's always great for people to come home, and I think that's the Community Foundation are folks who grew up in the Port Huron area, know Port Huron, went off to school, and this is a way to make sure that they come back and raise their families and live and contribute to the community.
Well, it's certainly making a lot of those people and their families happy too, because I know there's a lot of parents that they send their kids off to college and then they don't come back home. They go off to another part of the state or another state altogether. They go off to New York, Chicago, out to California to work, and they want them back in their hometown. And frankly, a hometown like Port Huron is not a bad place to be.
No, a place like Port Huron is a great place to be, and Michigan is a great place. But you're right about parents. You know, I have three children. I have two of the three out of state, so I live what so many people are living. We'd love to have our children back in the area, but they need to have economic opportunity. They need to have jobs, and if you can add an additional inducement, which the Community Foundation is doing, to bring people back with skills that are specifically needed in the community, that's really a win-win for everybody.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your time in Port Huron. Thanks so much.
Always great to be with you, Paul. Thank you. Always great to be with you, Paul. Thank you.